Now go back to Romans 12, verse 6.
پس چون عطایای مختلف داریم به حسب فیضی که به ما داده شد خواه نبوت بر حسب موافقت ایمان.
Yeah, so there are different gifts in the church. Yeah, God has placed people in the church as He seems fit. Yeah, He seems fit and He gives people according to His perfect will. Also do their parts. And we shouldn't be looking at having some people having these gifts and looking down on them because this person is better than another. So I give some examples here. Some are gifted in prophecy, meaning preaching the word of God. Now, of course, obviously, the pastor of a church should be able to preach the word of God. He should be having some gifting in this area. Yeah, the Bible talks about deacons. They should have some gifting in this area, being apt to teach. Yeah, but maybe some men in the church also have a gift of preaching. And they need to start exercising this gift as well. Yeah, so they are able to fill in whenever necessary. Or able to go preach the word if there is an opportunity somewhere. Yeah, what if for example, we would send a group to a further place, another city.
Yeah,
and somebody needs to preach.
Okay,
some of the men could do that.
And
maybe some of the men actually have been given a gift of preaching. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that everybody in a church needs to preach to be able to preach a sermon. Yeah, some people are great in explaining things to other people. Yeah, teachers. Others are not. Yeah, and teacher can open up something that's complex, they can make simple and to be understood. I've had seen people who wanted to teach, but they had more a gift of confusion than of teaching. Yeah, if they were dumb explaining, everybody was confused.
Yeah, so
that's not a role for him. But that person has other gifts that are also needed. Yeah, some are great encouragers. Yeah, people are down emotionally, not doing well, going through difficulties. There are just people who are able to sit somebody, pray with them, encourage them. Now, that's a spiritual gift. Yeah, and it's mentioned next to preaching and teaching in the same list.
جز به یک لیست در کنار موزه قرار داده شده هدیه یکی بهتر از دیگری نیست.
I'm not the best encourager in this church.
من تشویق کننده خوبی نیستم.
Yeah, if you're emotionally down and
تو احساس ضعف می‌کنی افسرده بیای پلو من
and you tell all your things, I'm probably going to refer you to a sermon or give you a scripture. I'm just not the greatest encourager.
I will
do my best to be nice.
Yeah.
But there are people who are more gifted. Yeah. There are people who are just naturally God-given gifts to be just a comfort for some people.
Yeah.
Some people are very generous. Yeah, it talks about giving as well here. Yeah, they don't only do what God commands them to do.
Yeah,
they don't only pay the tithe. But they do way above that. They're just generous towards God's work, to all the people.
Now,
that's a spiritual gift. Not everybody has that gift.
Yeah,
not everybody needs to have that gift. Of course, we should all be generous people. But there are just some people who are from nature, they are just very generous people.
Yeah,
others are great organizers. Others are very merciful people. Yeah, but we need all those gifts to function. And not everybody has all of them. But I don't have any gifts. No, that's simply not true. Everybody has gifts given from God. Everybody has a purpose to play out in the body of Christ. Now you're part of this body by Christ. You're part of this local church. Yeah, and there's no part that is useless. All parts have function. Yeah, all need to take part in a ministry that goes on.
Yeah,
and if you're wondering, I don't know what I can do, join the soul winning.
Yeah?
Because we're all called to preach the gospel anyway. To be involved in
it.
Now, how do these things fit together when we talked about now? We've been shown mercy.
Yeah?
As the Gentiles, the gentle nations of this world.
Yeah,
the physical Jews have also been shown mercy. And that mercy is found in Christ. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. And
you
shall be saved. And now we are His chosen people today. We are God's people. Yeah. So we can just live like what the world does.
ما میتونیم مثل اونجوری که دنیا میخواد زندگی کنیم.
But that's not what God asks us to do.
ولی خداوند این از ما نخواسته.
Yeah, we are to live as God's chosen people, being that example in this earth.
ما قوم مخصوص برگزیده خداوند مثل نمونه برگزیده کنیم و اشاره میکنه.
The world.
به دنیا.
To Jesus Christ.
به سمت عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, showing that His will is good.
و نشون بدیم که خواست خداوند نیکوست.
Yeah, fulfilling basically the same task that in the Old Testament the nation of Israel had.
تکمیل کنیم که قوم اسرائیل در عهد عتیق داشت.
They were supposed to be God's people showing the world who God was, pointing the world to the God of the Bible. Of course, we know they didn't do very well. They lacked fruit. They didn't good. Didn't do good. And most, we know most physical Jews end up rejecting Christ. They're broken off. Go to Matthew 21.
43.
Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given, Matthew 21:43, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
از این جهت شما را میگویم که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده به امتی که میوه‌اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد شد.
Yeah, so we are that nation that are supposed to bear the fruits thereof. Yeah, we as God's people now have a purpose in this world. And that's to point people to God.
To get
people saved. Yeah, to represent God, Jesus Christ, on this earth. How? By not conforming ourselves to the world, but to be conformed to the image of the Son of Jesus Christ. That we read the Word of God, we study the Word of God, go to church. Yeah, to learn what it means to live uprightly before God. So we can just living like we were? No. So we will be transformed. And God in His wisdom has chosen the local church as His vehicle to accomplish His purposes. And He has gifted you and me with all kinds of different gifts so that together as His people we are equipped to get a job
قادر باشیم که کار خداوند رو انجام بدیم.
And group that has heard
گروهی که شنیده باشیم
God
صدای خدا رو
and follows him.
دنبالش بریم.
Okay, yes, we
بله.
We follow what you said, be holy as I am holy. We will live differently. We carry your name. Yeah, and we do it proudly without conforming to this culture. Without going with the status quo says. Pointing people to God. A group that's peculiar. Special group. Set apart.
جدا شده.
Yeah, to carry out God's will and His work.
انتخاب خداوند و راه خداوند.
And you are part of it.
و شما هم عضو اون هدف هستید.
You have a role to play in
شما هم نقشی دارین توی اون.
You have gifts.
شما عطایایی دارین که برای انجام او داده شده.
Yeah, you are predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son.
که شبیه صورت نادیده ایست.
And all of us definitely are tasked to preach the gospel to the world.
و بیشتر هممون وظیفه داریم که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بشارت بدیم به کل دنیا.
Here's the feeling that sometimes you can get.
احساسی که بعضی وقتا داریم
اینه. Oh, but we are just a small group. Look at us.
نگاه کن چند نفری.
Couple of Farsi speakers.
چند نفر فارسی زبون داره ها.
Some guy from Holland.
یه آقای هلندی.
Yeah. Small group. What can we do?
گروه کوچیک. چیکار میتونیم
بکنیم؟ We are The army of God. We are his soldiers.
ارتش خداوند هستیم. ما سربازان خداییم.
Yeah, when we go out,
وقتی ما میریم بیرون,
share the gospel. We are actually the special forces.
اون در حقیقت نیروی مخصوص خداوندیم.
The mere fact that we can be found outside preaching the gospel to the lost.
جوری که میتونیم بریم بیرون و بشارت بدیم بیرون.
Yeah, that makes us already the special forces.
در حقیقت اون special forces در حقیقت ارتش هستیم.
But we're only few. But we're only few.
فقط یه گروه هستی.
It doesn't matter.
کمی.
Just leave that to God.
کم بودن و بزرگ بودن رو به خدا بسپار.
What God has told us.
خداوند ازمون میخواد. اون کاری که ازمون خواسته رو انجام میده.
We do our best to live it right before God.
هر کسی هر وظیفه‌ای که داره در مقابل خداوند انجام میده.
Not to be conformed to the world.
که شبیه دنیا نمیشیم.
And next week we're not going to finish now. Next week we'll look at some of those practical things.
بعد نگاه میکنیم ببینیم چه جوری میتونیم
how that looks like.
برداریم که چه جوری میتونیم شبیه دنیا نشیم.
But our lives should be the salt.
و زندگی ما باید مثل اون نمک باشه.
Yeah, that points the world to Jesus Christ.
دنیا رو به سمت عیسی مسیح بکشونه.
And we are to be the light.
ما باید نور باشیم.
Yeah, to preach the gospel.
ما باید نوری باشیم که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه می‌کنیم.
Yeah, to the lost.
ما باید موعظه رو اعلام کنیم به گمشدگان.
Remember the name of the church.
نام کلیسامون چیه؟
Light and Salt Baptist Church. How salty are you?
چقدر نمکی
هستی؟ How much light are you carrying
out? چقدر امروز نور داریم با خودم؟
Oh, but I can't, this or that.
نمیتونم اینجوریه.
Oh, we're just a bunch of refugees and immigrants.
گروه پناهنده ایم دور هم دیگه.
It's just excuses.
فقط بهانه است.
Yeah, you are the sons and daughters of God.
شما دختران و پسران خداوند زنده هستید. شما قوم خداوند هستید.
Go to Revelation for a moment.
مکاشفه رو باز کنید.
Yeah, Revelation chapter 3.
فصل 3.
And this is the part that talks about these different churches. And one of those churches, Philadelphia. Yeah, it's very positively spoken about. Yeah, but it's a church that has little strength. Read verses 7 till... I just read the whole part. 7 till 13. That's the whole part of...
و به فرشته یک کلیسا در فیلادلفیا بنویس که این را میگویند آن قدوس و حق که کلید داوود را دارد که میگشاید و هیچ کس نخواهد بست و میبندد و هیچ کس نخواهد گشود اعمال تو را میدانم اینک در این گشاده پیش روی تو گذاردم که کسی که آن را نتواند بست زیرا توان اندکی داری و کلام مرا حفظ کرده اسم مرا انکار ننمود اینک میدهم آنانی را از کنیسه شیطان که خود را یهود می نامند و نیستند بلکه دروغ می گویند اینک ایشان را مجبور خواهم نمود که بیایند و پیش پاهای تو سجده کنند و بدانند که من تو را محبت می دارم چون که کلام صبر مرا نگاه داشتی من نیز تو را محفوظ خواهم داشت از ساعت امتحان که بر تمام جهان خواهد آمد تا تمامی ساکنان زمین را بیازمایم اینک به زودی می آیم پس آن چه داری حفظ کن مبادا کسی تاج تو را بگیرد هر که غالب آید او را در معبد خدای خود ستونی خواهم ساخت و دیگر هرگز بیرون نخواهد رفت و نام خدای خود را و نه نام شهر خدای خود یعنی اورشلیم جدید را که از آسمان از جانب خدای من نازل می شود و نام جدید خود را بر وی خواهم نوشت آن که گوش دارد بشنود که روح به کلیساها چه می گوید
13 Finish? Yeah. So, this is a church that is called has a little strength.
قدرتش کمه.
Yeah, but it says a door has been opened and no man can shut it.
It's a church نمیتونه ببنده.
Yeah, that might not be so impressive for the outside.
شاید کلیسایی نباشه که از لحاظ بیرونی it's a church that pleases God. کنه به همه.
Now, why I want to specifically make this remark now?
Yeah,
because last week,
هفته پیش, yeah,
I talked with somebody from us, and he told me that somebody had mocked the idea of us going outside sharing the gospel.
یه نفر مسخره کرده که ما میریم بشارت میدیم.
Kind of saying, oh, it doesn't work.
نمیشه شدنی نیست.
Yeah, might as well stop it.
دست بکشیم یه فایده نداره.
We're never going to stop this.
هیچ وقت دست نمی‌کشیم.
Yeah, first of all, it is effective. We do get people saved.
اگه یه نفر نجات پیدا کرد.
Yeah, even over the last months.
تو ماه گذشته حتی یه نفر زبان اعلام کرد.
Even if nobody ever got saved.
حتی اگه هیچ کی نجات پیدا نکنه ازش.
We are doing God's will faithfully.
ما خواست پدر رو وفادارانه انجام میدیم.
Would I like to see more people get saved?
آیا می‌خوام بیشتر کسی نجات پیدا کنه؟
Yeah, but that's not going to change if we have people from the church discouraging others to be part of the soul winning.
تشویقتون کنه که به سمت تشویق کنی که بقیه هم به سمت بشارت بیان.
Yeah, this is not going to change.
عوض نمیشه.
Unless we as a church start to take things more seriously.
هیچ وقت مگه اینکه ما به عنوان کلیسا جدی‌تر باشیم روش زندگیمون.
Yeah, and the way we do we are part of the ministry of the work work of God.
روش خدمتمون در حقیقت.
Yeah, too many of us are focused a lot of what's happening in the world.
بیشتر تمرکزمون به اتفاقات
دنیاست. I know I kind of preaching to the choir because it's Wednesday evening.
میدونم که دارم بیشتر مثلا با گروه کور کلیسا صحبت می‌کنم چهارشنبه شب اکثرا اینجا نیستن.
This is the Bible study.
درس کتاب مقدس اون مهمه اومد یعنی همیشه دیگه اومدن.
But you need to hear this as well.
اما شما هم لازم داری یادآوری بشه براتون.
Yeah, so we don't want to be conformed to this world.
نمی‌خوای شبیه این دنیا بشی.
Yeah, live like God tells us to.
همونجوری زندگی می‌کنیم که خداوند ازمون خواسته.
Do the work of the ministry.
خدمت خداوند رو جوری انجام بدیم.
And we will be a force that cannot be stopped.
اون موقع است که ما نیروی خواهیم داشت که هیچکی نمیتونه جلومون بگیره.
Nobody can shut that door.
نیروی خواهیم داشت که در کلیسای ما رو نمیتونه
بسازه. Regardless of the unlikely group that we are.
با اینکه به نظر عجیب میایم، شاید کوچیک باشیم، ولی مهم نیست، قدرتمون عظیم‌تر از همه.
We cannot be stopped because we got
دست نمی‌کشه. قدرتمون قابل کنترل نیست به خاطر اینکه فرزندان خدا
هستیم.
قدرت خداوند رو داریم و هدف خداوند رو داریم انجام
بدیم. I don't want to like the church in Rome.
من نمی‌خوام بشم مثل کلیسای
روم. Would eventually disappear. Also a warning in the book of Revelation we see. Threatening some of those churches.
Hey,
you need to get some things right, otherwise I will take away your lampstand. That's in Revelation 2:5, for example, Church of Ephesus. Just read it and then we're almost going to close.
پس به خاطر آر که از آن از کجا افتاد و توبه کن و اعمال نخست را به عمل آور و الا به زودی نزد تو می آیم و چراغدانت را از مکانش بر می دارم اگر توبه نکنی.
Yeah, and that means if your lampstand as a church is taken away, that you as a church,
اگر چراغدان ازت گرفته شه,
are just put aside.
نابود شدی.
Yeah, God's not going to use you anymore.
خداوند دیگه از تو استفاده نمی‌کنه. خداوند برای تو هدفی نداره دیگه.
I want to be like the church of Philadelphia.
من می‌خوام اگه کلیسایی باشیم، کلیسایی باشیم که کلیسای فیلادلفیا باشه.
So let's close again with the verse 2 from Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, but you transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That you may prove
what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
و هم شکل این جهان مشوید، بلکه با نو شدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست.
Yeah, it's a reasonable service.
خدمت مورد قبول ماست.
Yeah, next week we're going to look at some practical things that Paul is summing up.
انجام بدیم که پولس گفته شده.
Yeah, that he says, hey, this is how you should
اینجوری باید خدمت کنید.
This is how God's people should conduct themselves.
اینجوری قوم خداوند باید رفتار کنید.
Amen.
آمین.
آمین.